The security pact between the United States and Afghanistan seems to be far from being finalized due to substantive disagreements. The most outstanding issue is legal immunity for American soldiers who are going to stay in the country beyond a 2014 withdrawal. Washington has warned that it could pull out all its forces if the two sides fail to hammer out a deal. Kabul has already signaled its willingness to sign the so-called bilateral security agreement, but not at any cost. Another thorny issue is the unilateral operations by the American military. President Hamid Karzai has repeatedly slammed the attacks for violating Afghanistan's sovereignty. Moreover, many Afghan civilians have been killed in U.S. raids since the 2001 invasion. To tell us more, correspondent Faiz Khorshid joins us from Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. Faiz, tell us a little bit more about how this security agreement needs to go to the loyal Jirga, as we understand. And of course, are there any indications right now coming from them whether this is going to be approved by them or not?
Well, there are still disagreements between the two sides over this deal. The major sticking point is over legal jurisdiction for American forces. And now it will go to the lawyer Jirga and then to the Afghan parliament. The Americans want this issue to be resolved in their favor. But there are also two other issues that both sides need to agree on, and that is U.S. unilateral military operations. The U.S. government does not want to stop its military operations here beyond 2014 deadline, especially their airstrikes and drone attacks. And the Afghan government is strongly opposed to this. They believe that these attacks would be against the sovereignty of Afghanistan, and these operations would cause more civilian casualties, something that has always angered the Afghan people over the past 12 years. They also want to have permanent military bases in this country, and the Afghan people want to know how they will use these military operations. Where do they want to set up their permanent military bases? These are the key questions that need to be answered by the Americans, the Afghan government officials are telling us. But as far as to the lawyer Jirga, the participants of this Jirga have received their invitations. Preparations are underway here in Kabul for holding this Jirga, but many here believe it would be too difficult for the participants of this Jirga to give legal immunity for the American forces because there is still no assurance in place that the U.S. military operations will not cause civilian casualties.
And finally, quickly, if you can answer this, are we to assume then that this, after going to the lawyer Jirga, as you said, goes to the parliament, and then if it's agreed on, they could sign on? What if the Afghan president, can the Afghan president have jurisdiction over the decisions being made in parliament and the lawyer Jirga?
Well, let's not forget the second term of President Hamid Karzai is about to end, and he does not want to be shunned by the Afghan people. He wants to be always remembered by the Afghan people. That is why he has taken a very smart political decision, and he left this issue for the lawyer Jirga. We do know that some of his friends would be invited for this Jirga to discuss the future of U.S. military presence, but it's still too hard to predict the final decision.
Thank you very much, Faiz Khorshid, correspondent talking to us from Kabul. Thank you.